This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the men can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make them need to run.
That's
on every trash, the team for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, yeah. That's right. If I was going to have to stay up till that hour, it better end with a Rangers double overtime win. And it sure did. Vincent Trocheck lights the lamp on the power play in double overtime. And the Rangers win again, remain undefeated in the postseason. Yesterday was their first real sign of, I don't know, any adversity at all. And they answered the bell. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I don't know how you're doing it. You, Ray, anyone that roots for the Knicks and the Rangers every single day.
It's an emotional roller coaster. Oh, it is.
I'm not even a Ranger. I hate the Rangers, and I'm worn out.
Yeah, but it's so good. Like, this is what it's all about.
Look, we got that. The Dallas Colorado game. I mean, Dallas takes a 3-0 lead. Colorado comes all the way
at
back.
Home.
I mean, the playoffs are just the absolute best.
It really is gorgeous. So here's the thing that's interesting. You say you don't know how you deal with it. And it's a fair point. But here's the thing. How many years has it been, all right, what teams are playing in the postseason? Do I want to stay up late and watch a double overtime game between two teams I have no interest in? At least you're alive. At least as a Knicks and Rangers fan, it's all happening now. There's life.
No, I get it, and I love it. I'm just saying, like, in what you're talking about, it sucks, and we'll complain, and then you're watching other teams kind of, you know, not kind of, but battle for championships, but it doesn't take an emotional toll on you. This is great. You're right, because you're alive, but you're spent.
Oh, it's exhausting.
You're worn out. Like, you'll spend the rest of the day today after we get done with the radio. You'll probably take a little bit of a nap, and then boom, you're right back at it.
You're right back at it tonight.
And now we find out we got no Mitchell frickin' Robinson.
Oh, which was that's very disturbing. And we'll certainly get to that. Yankees shellac. I think that's a nice word, shellac. The Houston Astros. Mets trailing 3-0. Offense wakes up. They win their second in a row. But obviously, the bulk of the show is going to be the Rangers and the Knicks. And I was a little disturbed yesterday to find out that the schedule release will now not be tomorrow. It's now going to be next week for the NFL.
It got pushed, yeah. Well, there's lots of stuff happening.
I was ready, though.
I know you were ready. You were excited. I think, we got some playoff hockey probably standing in the way. Maybe take a back seat for once, NFL.
I guess. I don't know. NFL usually doesn't take a back seat to anybody. But today, I guess it should. And boy, oh boy. I mean, couple things. You know what? Let's take your hand and pat yourself on the back. And I'll do the same. Because when we sat here and broke down this series, it was, you like the Rangers goaltender a little better. Like, for the Rangers to win, goaltender had to be better. Check. Power play has to be great and continue to be great. Check. Penalty kill has to do what they do. Check. And the great players on the Rangers have to be great players. Check again. So, I mean, all the recipe for the Rangers to win this series, and last night was not easy. It was difficult, and I thought maybe Carolina was even the better team. But all the X factors, the Rangers answered all of them last night.
Right, and you knew this was not going to be,
of course,
an easy series. I mean, we were talking about it before the show. This was going to be, I mean, there was a reason why the Carolina Hurricanes were the betting favorite to win the Stanley Cup. That's what people thought about this team. And they are a team that is a reflection of their head coach, and they're going to pressure you. They're going to be aggressive. They're going to make you earn everything you get. I mean, hell, they had over 100 shot attempts. Like, they're going to wear you down.
That's all they do. Is they get the puck, they shoot it. They get the puck, they shoot it.
Well, I mean, they're going to make you get to their level. And for the Rangers, you mentioned, you know, the special team stuff. I mean, as good as the Rangers' special teams were this regular season, Carolina's were better. Carolina had the best penalty kill in the NHL, and they had the second best power play in the NHL. And in the series, what you're seeing is Rangers' penalty kill been better, been perfect. Not to mention the fact that Carolina doing dumb things where they're taking, you know, penalties on the power play, like Svechnikov, right as your power play starts, 2 seconds in, you take a stupid penalty on Fox and negate your power play. That's just dumb.
That's the guy that ran Shesterkin too, right?
Right. That's just dumb stuff. And then the Rangers power play, we were talking about it yesterday, just being a weapon. What makes it such a weapon is that they get the goals when they need them. It's like it's there's almost this like inevitability, like trailing one, oh, Rangers on the power play, they're going to get one here. And that's exactly what they've been able to do. And as far as the, you know, your best players have to be your best players, that starts with Igor Shesterkin. Because he is, when I tell you watching, I kind of texted you guys last night, like, this is like watching goalie porn, these guys going back and forth. But watching, you can see it in his eyes and how he's moving and reading pucks. Like, he had a play, there was a play last night, it was a save he made on Aho, where for anyone that doesn't really know a lot about goalies, you see goalies, like, it's funny because the Rangers have the polar opposites. Is Jonathan Quick, when you watch him play, everything looks super athletic. I think actually coming to the Rangers, he's kind of calmed that down a little bit and more, he's fundamentally more sound, but Igor has the ability to do both. Like, he has that athlete part of him, but he also technically is really, really good, which makes him one of the best in the league. But he made a save on Aho where he comes bombing out, puck hits him in the chest, and it's like, oh, that wasn't an easy save. Oh, no, that was, he made that save look easy. Like, he is reading the play so well. He's so dialed in. Some of the saves he made at the end of regulation to get it to overtime, I mean, he has been, that's his 29th straight postseason game allowing three or less goals.
It's
29th
amazing.
Straight.
No, it's almost unheard of. And here's the thing. How much of the season was it, is Igor going to be okay? What's wrong with Igor Shesterkin?
Which is probably a blessing, though, Dave, if you think about it.
Maybe. He's not the same goaltender. Maybe they should use Jonathan Quick when you get to the postseason. They are nowhere if not for this guy.
No, because, I mean, listen, maybe if Igor plays, you know, is playing like this during the regular season, there's a hesitation. Hey, you know, we got to keep riding this guy. And then you wear him out during the regular season. By the time the postseason comes, he's a little bit, you know, tired physically, mentally. He wasn't playing well. It forced you to play Jonathan Quick, and he played great. Let Igor kind of figure it out, and now he comes into the postseason where he's, I mean, since the All-Star break, it was funny. They actually said it on the broadcast or during one of the intermissions. You know, Igor's at the All-Star game going, what the hell am I doing here? Like, he was telling people, he's like, I shouldn't be an All-Star. Like, why am I here?
He's not wrong. I mean, he was there from name value alone. His play did not necessitate him being an All-Star this year.
No, but as soon as he came back, I mean, things clicked, which you expected him to do because he's just that good. And he was the difference maker last night.
Oh, he was awesome last night. And again, you can't put this team. I know that Carolina's numbers are good, but, you know, from watching two games, it looks like, you know, the special teams, it's been a huge advantage for the Rangers. Rangers have, what, 4 power play goals in 2 games and Carolina has none?
Right. And you're talking about the timeliness of the power play goals, right?
Right.
You get the game winner from Trocheck, and then you got the other one that ties it up.
Boy, Vinny Trocheck is special, huh?
Oh, he's awesome, man. I mean, he actually struggled in the face. He wasn't great face-off wise last night, but
I believe at one point he was like 10 of 30.
Yeah, it was not. He just had a bad night. It wasn't one of his better nights, but it doesn't matter. Because he's going to give you there's a level of consistency for what he gives you every single night.
And then they were going through it on the broadcast. By the way, I almost pulled all my hair right out of my head.
Why?
Rangers power play. What's going to happen?
Oh, the
huge
shorthanded
moment. No. Let's check out the Stars and the Avalanche live from Dallas. Did you get that?
No, I wasn't home yet. I saw the text messages you guys were going back and forth. I was like, what the hell are they talking about? So when I went back and I had to watch the beginning
right.
of it. And I watched throughout the game, and I was like, I thought I changed the channel. I was like, what happened?
I lost my mind. I was like, what's that? I was like, Alex, what did you do? He's like, I didn't do anything. What are you talking about? I was like, well, what's happening? I totally freaked out.
I can't believe you went right after your son.
Well, I had to blame someone.
All right.
I didn't realize it was some button pusher up in Bristol that was like, yeah, let's mess with them.
Yeah, but mess with them. Why? Whose thought was it? Hey, let's switch over to the get people ready for the Dallas-Colorado game. as there's a power play going on.
I was like, okay, huge moment of the game. Power play for the Rangers. Here we go. Looking live from Dallas in Colorado. In Dallas, I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. But regardless of that, great game. Here is Peter Laviolette on Igor and how phenomenal he was last night.
He was fantastic tonight. I mean, both goaltenders had to make big saves, or the game would have went in a different direction. But I thought he played a heck of a game. And then you're in overtime, too, and when your goaltender is making those saves in overtime, I mean, it's when you do it in the second period, you got, you know, maybe half the game to fight back. But in overtime, those saves have to be made, and he was fantastic. And like I said, I thought we got better as the game went on. I thought he got better as the game went on, too. I think it's just natural to stick up for your goaltender. Guys are going to jump in there, and they know how important he is to this team, and they're going to defend him.
I mean, and they certainly did. You can see he was annoyed last night. He was taking a couple shots that he didn't anticipate, and he didn't really feel were overly necessary.
He's going after Svechnikov a couple times.
Well, Svechnikov went after him a couple times, it felt
like. Yeah, well, dude, I mean, that's part of the plan, man. I mean, if you have a goalie that's that locked in, you got to do something. I stood up during a team meeting when we played Tampa in the first round of the playoffs, but Hobby Bulin play was, we couldn't score, and I stood up after the first game during the pregame, during a lunch we had in the meeting. And I was like, someone has to run him. Somebody. I don't care who it is. Someone needs to run him and try to get him off his game. Otherwise, this series isn't going to go our way. So it was after like the first or second period, no one did it. So I bumped him on the way to the locker room. I was like, I actually thought in my mind, I hope he tries to fight me and I get him kicked out. Like losing me, as long as I lose him with me, is worth it. But he didn't. He didn't take it. I hit him and then we ended up winning that one game, but that was it.
Ugh.
You got to do something. I mean, he's playing that well, and Anderson's playing well too. But
I thought Anderson was really good last night.
Anderson was really well, really, really good. He made some big time saves. He had that kind of in overtime. Mika had the little breakaway in tight. Trouba made a nice pass, save on Lafreniere, and then he had the one timer. I mean, Roslovic made a great pass to Mika, and Anderson made that save on the one timer. But
You remember at the trade deadline too, it's like the Rangers did nothing. They didn't add the Gensels. They didn't add, well, you know what, the guys they added have really so far in this postseason been difference makers. I thought both Wennberg and Roslovic were really good last night.
Yeah, well, I mean, it also, so when people talk about teams that have the ability to make a run through the playoffs, they talk about obviously goaltending, they talk about the special team stuff, and they also talk about strength up the middle. What you have at the center position. So, I mean, Wennberg was an important piece to that because now all of a sudden, you know, he steps into that third line, pushes someone back to the fourth line. And this is without even having Hedl now, who looks like at some point, once they eventually finally lose, since they're 6-0, I think that's the only reason why the lineup's not changed anyway, because Reppy doesn't even really play.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they haven't lost yet. And then Roslovic had to find something with that top line. Someone that has the skill and the speed to go along with Mika and Kreider. Chris Drury knows what he's doing, man.
Oh, yeah. No,
he also understands, like, there has to be a little bit of urgency here. This team has enough talent where, come on, we got to at some point take that next step.
Right. The time is now. And you know what? So they've put themselves in position where go to Carolina, and you know that Carolina's going to throw the kitchen sink at you down there. Steal one. Just one. I don't care if it's game three or game four. Steal one. And listen, if you can't and you don't, well, I mean, the backup plan is if you can win your home games this series, you're still going to find your way to the next round.
You took care of your business.
I
would say this too, though. I would say, as far as one of the negatives of last night is end of period goals. Can't happen.
Ugh.
Can't happen.
Well, they scored 5 seconds left and then like a minute and something, minute and change.
Yeah, because your captain decided that it was a good idea in the neutral zone to go to his backhand and throw a pizza into the neutral zone.
Well, your captain has not been very good and took, what, three penalties last night?
Well, he tried to kill Natchez and almost killed himself in the process last night.
I mean, that is wild.
Holy dude, he's lucky because he almost connected with that elbow. Had he launched himself like that and that elbow makes contact with Natchez, he's out.
By the way, I can't stand Natchez. Not because he's dirty or anything like that. He's a real problem.
Aho's a real problem. That line's a real problem.
Gensel's a really tough line. Gensel and oh yeah, no, it's a real problem. I feel great. I do. I feel great. And there's something so magical about Rangers and postseason and overtime and at the Garden and late night. It's just, it had all the feels last night.
Here's the difference, though. As excited as I am, because you know how much I love the Knicks, about what's happening with them.
Right.
There's a real chance.
Yes.
That this Rangers team could could win a Stanley Cup.
Well, here's the thing, and someone asked me yesterday, are you more excited for the Knicks or the Rangers? And I said, they're both thrilling. I said, I happen to personally, I like the Rangers a little more than the Knicks, but my point was, the Knicks have, and I, listen, I don't think this is shocking to anyone, the Knicks have no chance to win the whole thing.
To even get by Boston.
There's no way. If the Knicks get by Indiana, that to me would be a win in its own right. The Rangers have a real chance to win the whole thing. A real chance to win the whole thing.
Right. Rangers maxed out, could win the Stanley Cup.
Yes.
Knicks maxed out, I still don't have, especially
total,
no Mitchell
totally
Robinson.
Agree. Totally agree. From brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors has over 122 million parts to keep your ride or die alive. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, easy to bring home that big win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. All right. I mean, we get all the time. You don't talk enough hockey. There's no hockey. Where's the hockey? Here's the hockey. It's time for the hockey. 1-800-919-3776. Don't let us down. Because we're talking Rangers, we got to get into, the Knicks had no depth to begin with, and now they have less than no depth at the moment. Little Mets Yankees, Stump Rothenberg, stuff you missed, all of it. It's a busy, it's a hump day, it's a Wednesday, it's DNR, and it's 98.7 ESPN. All right, now Dave Rothenberg here to tell you about my friends at Bathfitter. They converted my kid's bathtub to a shower, did a phenomenal job. Customized just as we wanted, only one expert installer. Process was easy and simple, and there's no demo, there's no mess. And Bathfitter, well, it's a high-quality, permanent solution with a full lifetime guarantee. 3+ million happy customers like me and my wife, and for a limited time, you get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bathfitter system. So start designing your bath today like we did at BathfitterDesign.com because there's only one Bathfitter.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Sending it back out for a shot. It's blocked. Zibanejad towards the net. Knockdown. Trocheck scores! He scores! Vincent Trocheck wins game 2 in double overtime. And is mugged by his Ranger teammates.
Oh, he's meshing it all together. One of my favorite movies with one of my favorite teams. What a job Raymond is doing. Did you see on the Twitter, Rick, that there's a Raymond Santiago appreciation post going around?
Yeah, I reposted it.
I mean, 'cause he's so hardworking.
That's nice.
I liked it first, then I reposted it. Very handy with the X.
Yeah. Very handy.
Also changed my profile pic.
Oh, yeah, we saw.
Oh.
Yeah, we saw.
Yeah, I did do that.
I mean, your goal is just to really humiliate me at all costs.
Well, come on. It's expected at this point. You can't expect him to not do that.
Well, you know what's amazing? Is you defend him at all costs.
Am I defending him or am I just stating a fact?
Well, yeah, no, it's defending him. It's saying, like, the bar is set so low. Oh, of course Rick is going to do that to you. No, that's not nice.
I'm not saying it is nice. I'm just telling you this is what it is.
Yeah, were you not at the post-show meeting yesterday? Were you not there? You saw what happened during that meeting.
Oh, that meeting was a lot.
Yeah, this is what I do.
Yeah, no, that's obvious.
Raymond's just a realist. He understands. Not defending, just
RJ, how many HR violations were in that like 5-minute post-show little get-together?
We're just going to need to carve out maybe some daily time to get this sorted out. Like, I don't think one meeting would be enough.
Is it possible to have the HR person on retainer? Like, is that a thing?
Or maybe hire more HR people, right? And one solely, you know, dedicated to this show.
Just checks in daily. All right, what happened today?
No, they put like an ad in the paper or whatever on, you know, whatever the monster.com, whatever the websites are. It's like, okay, listen, need one HR person for specific show which is having issues.
I mean, normally it's just a verbal violation. Yesterday we bordered on physical.
Well, we didn't border on it.
I don't think we bordered.
There was no bordering. No.
And it wasn't an altercation.
Argentina and Brazil, that's bordering. We ran right past the border. The security, the guards, the everything.
Things were being declared as the violations were happening.
They're all chasing Rick. It's an army of people chasing Rick around.
Yeah, they're going to chase him down. Well, like he's entered their country illegally.
Maybe we repurpose Raymond's whistle. His horn's whistle.
John could have used it yesterday.
Yeah, he really could have.
We're talking about violation.
I'm inquisitive. I saw something.
That's not inquisitive.
Trying to figure out what it was.
It bordered on porn is what it bordered on. I've seen less action in a Christy Canyons movie.
That's usually how they start.
Yeah, if John. Yeah,
those are my ladies.
If John would have went for it, yeah.
That's usually how one of those movies starts.
And every time something happened, I was like, RJ, that's another. Write that down.
I love those post-show meetings.
That's another violation.
So with this new HR position, no, it's really you just follow Rick around.
Right. Just, you know when a defender like Bruce Bowen would, Bruce, go defend this guy because he needs to be stopped? That's what the new position would be.
Yeah, HR needs to run a boxing one.
That's right. Not his own.
Hey, Rick, could you introduce us to your new personal assistant? No, that's not my personal assistant. That's actually someone from HR. They follow me.
And this is Stefan. He's my HR person.
Like, when you really want to ratchet up the defense, like, you pick him up at half court or even like the opposing team's free
throw
line.
He went to the elevator every day.
Pick him up at the elevator every day.
Right. He waits at the turnstile. The second you get on Disney property, now he's in. So now he clocks in.
In, like, a ready position, like, shuffling his feet, too.
Rick's like, but I have to go into the stall. I'll be in there with you.
When you get drug tested, that's what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as you sign in, they follow you everywhere.
Well, you know what? No Wizinator for you, my friend. All right, let's get to the Rangers calls and what was a great, great win last night. Let's go to Pete in Westport. Good morning, Pete. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Beautiful, beautiful week for New York sports. I was at the Yankee game last night watching them thrash the Astros, which is amazing, watching the Rangers on my phone. But the reason I called today, and you guys mentioned it already, I mean, big props to Ray Santiago for, I mean, day in, day out in the past couple weeks with these playoffs, you know, putting it all, you know, late nights, I mean, early mornings.
He's a warrior. He is a warrior.
I mean, I can't even talk right now. I'm shot just from watching these games, and this guy is working them and then showing up in the morning. And I mean, that bring back with the Titanic music was amazing. I got chills. I almost shed a tear.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the best.
He's an artist, is what he is.
He really is. He's an artiste. Now, let me ask you a question, Pete. Was going to the Yankees game a no-brainer for you? Because obviously the Rangers game was much more important than the Yankees. So how did that work?
You know,
for you?
So I ended up, my wife's a nurse, so it's Nurses Week. She ended up getting some tickets from work last minute to the Yankee game. I wanted to go to the Rangers, but price tag was a little bit too much for me.
No, I understand not being able to afford going to the Rangers because it's crazy. It's so expensive to get into the Garden. My question is, did you ever think about, you know what, I'm not going to the Yankees. I just want to be home focusing on the Rangers game?
Nah, you know what? I haven't been to a game in a while. I've got a young baby's about a year old, so I haven't been able to get out to a game with a couple of my buddies. So I was, you know what, I wanted to watch the Rangers and be fully engaged, but you know, I'm a big Yankee fan too, and the fact that they were playing the Astros kind of put it over the edge for me. And of course, you know, I'm not going to say no to my wife if she's like, "Hey, I got you tickets." And I'm just like, "No, thanks, babe. I'm going to just stay home and watch the Ranger game, but I appreciate it." So I kind of—I mean, I was doing a little bit of both. I had to go. You know, they had every goal on the Jumbotron. I was watching on my phone. You know, we were hearing the roars of the crowd. We had Rangers fans in the crowd as well, and I was able to watch the overtime on the train home. As soon as I got home last night is when they scored the last goal. I was listening on the radio and I was going nuts in my car. But
I don't think you had a choice. I mean, you know, wife gets the tickets.
You gotta do right by the wife. I think
you have a young kid. Wife wants a night out. You had no choice.
Well, yeah. I would never have gone.
Well, of course.
Exhausting but amazing to be a New York sports fan right now, it's awesome.
I'll tell you what, Pete, thanks for the call. I'm glad you had an enjoyable night. I'll tell you what, though. When your team wins games like that, you wake up and there's like some pep in your step and you're all excited. You lose games like that, and now you're on 4 or 5 hours sleep and you're exhausted and you don't feel well. Those are the tough days to be a fan.
Right. It's also a tough day. I mean, it's tough as a player, too.
I'm sure it is.
You know, you have a real opportunity there. You have the lead after the first, that's the first time the Rangers have trailed in the postseason after the first.
Right. The first and the second, right?
Right. So, yeah. I mean, Rangers find a way to come back. And then the other thing, too, if you're Rob Brindamore, you're looking at yourself, like our power play and penalty kill were two of our great strengths this regular season. And now in this series, power play, we haven't scored. On top of that, we're taking dumb penalties when we're on the power play. And their power play is doing a really good job against our penalty kill, which actually wasn't even that good against the Islanders either. And how the hell do we score on Shesterkin?
I mean, I don't know.
Because he's playing that well. Like, I mean, you know how. Like, it's going to be...
Well, it's got to be... I mean, their goals are either... Like, you can't stop them, like, right? Like, and no goalie's going to stop them goals, or their deflections that he has right. No chance with.
Broken plays, screenshots, deflections.
But you're not going to get it like a normal regular season goal. It doesn't feel like on him.
It doesn't
now.
Feel like you're going to get soft ones.
No, and you had one from Anderson the other day.
Yeah, which was the difference in that game.
Exactly. So I mean, Shesterkin's just playing at that level, which we said if Shesterkin plays at that level, which is a distinct possibility, the Rangers are going to be very difficult to beat. Well, fast forward, Rangers up 2-0 now.
Well, they haven't lost.
Right. Right. Well, but Washington wasn't even a... I mean, it wasn't
no,
a
No, I understand.
Series.
Listen, I understand that. But there's... I mean, in a series like that, there's a real chance that you take them for... You know, take one of the games for granted. And it's still... I mean, it's still an NHL team that did find a way to make the playoffs. You drop one. Maybe you win in 5 instead of 4. But no, they haven't lost the game yet.
RJ?
Yes, Dave.
Could you do me a favor?
Sure.
And I don't expect you to have this at your fingertips. Could you find me the odds of the series now?
I can do that for you.
With the Rangers now up 2-0, because they were underdogs to start the series, but they must be, I mean, prohibitive favorites at this point, I would think.
All right, I've discovered the odds.
All right,
you're quick, RJ. You're so fast.
Yeah, you're good.
Updated odds courtesy of ESPN Bet. Would you like me?
All right, let me guess. I'd like to guess.
Okay.
Say Rangers are minus 270.
Okay.
I think that's probably no. I'm going to say Rangers minus 175.
That's low.
Rangers minus 300.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, Rick, they're up 2-0.
Oh, I know, but it's 2 home games, though.
But still.
Right, I understand still, but you're also, I mean, you had to think, if this team was supposed to be the favorite to win the Stanley Cup, there'd be some adversity.
That's what kind of keeps me nervous, is like we've had no adversity. When does the adversity happen? Because it's going to happen.
Well, of course it's going to happen. But, I mean, I think this team has shown you enough during the course of the regular season that they'll find a way to get through it.
And they always do. They always do.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I do think you're being a pretty good sport right now. Because if this was the Islanders, I would be miserable. So I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, I love hockey, and the only way we really get a chance to talk hockey is if the Rangers are relevant and winning. But I give you credit for having to deal with this day in and day out now.
Well, I love you, and I love
Rangers. Which is nice.
And I also love the fact that Knicks are also winning, and we won on Sunday. So, I mean, how upset could I be?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I would be upset if the roles were reversed. Like, if it was just talking about gushing over the Islanders, I wouldn't want to do that.
Well, I know you wouldn't want to do that, but I think you like me enough, and you like talking hockey enough that it'd be. I mean, look at the calls we have today.
Yeah, I know they're all lined up. By the way, I don't think I get the credit I deserve. I think the breakfast is La Quinta Reed. I think that's funny.
I love that Reed now.
Yeah, but nobody ever comments. Gives me my flowers.
Well, I mean, do you need?
I love flowers. Yes.
All right. Well, it was a great Reed.
Thanks.
Well, especially now, considering, I mean, how the La Quinta Reed started for you.
Right. I mean, think of what I've done. I've turned it from a tremendous weakness to a tremendous strength.
Oh, well, it's because you're a professional. You're
Let
a
me
star.
Do another one. Let me do another one. If you stay, listen to this, La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, have your free breakfasts, and power your day with a solid workout or de-stress in the afternoon with some cardio. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. That's nice, right?
Did you know it's La Quinta?
I would say if I'm La Quinta and I'm listening,
right,
real chance I use you as our full-time spokesperson.
Or just say there's a room waiting for you anytime you need.
Anytime. Yeah. Anytime you need to de-stress.
That's right. That's right. And a free breakfast was very nice as well.
Yeah, that got us two other free breakfasts.
You got free breakfasts, you got the gym, you can de-stress, it's got everything.
It's got everything you could possibly need. By the way, RJ, you still owe me, and I believe Rick, a free breakfasts.
Yeah, I've tried, but you don't eat anymore.
No, I can eat, I just can eat very healthy.
He has fruit every day, that's all he eats now.
I can have fruit, I can have egg whites, I can have a nice cup of tea, I can eat.
Actually,
I can have some oatmeal if I really, really went wild.
Yeah, it's advantageous actually for me to get this in before you hop off the wagon. Because then you'll be going wild with all kinds
That's
of
right.
Pancakes,
I'll be like
waffles.
John Winthrop, where I get two meals at a breakfast.
The to-go breakfast, you rarely see it. But once he found out Rick
you
was...
You know what I respect?
Rick and Dave were covering the tab.
That's right.
Throw one out there.
They're paying? Yeah, let me get a French toast as well, to go. I might not finish the whole thing, but that's fine.
I actually think that was a scam by him. The more I think about it, I think that was a fake phone call. That was a phony phone call. Oh, guys, I have to take this phone call. Let's just get the breakfast sandwich, and then when I come back, let's get some pancakes, too.
Right. I don't know. I got to be honest, it was very well played by him.
Very well played, because yeah, he got to take it back and had lunch then.
Yeah, he's like a puppet master.
He's playing the long game.
Let's go to these calls, because here they are. Mike in Jersey City. Hi, Mike. You're on 98.7.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I can't stand the New York Rangers, and this is a tough time for me because I don't think anyone's going to beat them. Do you guys think, like, anyone in the West might be able to give them a run?
Yes.
Maybe Edmonton or Colorado after that big win last night?
Or Dallas. The teams you just named, those three teams are good teams.
I mean, the Rangers are going to have – this is a really brutal road. You're going to go Carolina. You're going to go either Boston or Florida. And then you're going to go one of those elite teams in the West. Yeah. If you are anti-Rangers, don't give up hope yet.
Anti-Rangers. I had a daughter 11 months ago, and I don't know how I'd be able to live if her first year on Earth the Rangers won the Stanley Cup. But there's a long road ahead of them, and I appreciate it. You guys are great, and thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, no, that it's a worrisome time if you don't like the Rangers of what's happening.
Yeah, well, you can feel it. I mean, they haven't lost yet. And you can feel it. I mean, you watch them play, understand how well Igor's playing, all the things you need to make a Stanley Cup run. Right now they have it.
Everything. Okay, most important thing is the goaltender, right? And they clearly have that. What would be the second most important thing?
Second most important thing? I think special teams is probably close to the top of that list.
All right, and how great has that been?
It's been great.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, they have the talent. Right?
You have home ice, if that matters at all.
It does matter. I mean, you saw what that place looks like. And how much difference going to be when you play in Carolina. All that stuff is important. And it's also, too, I mean, this team is really well coached compared to what we saw with Gallant. Like, even if you watch, like, I'm not sure if you were paying attention, but they showed some of the kind of, like, the above the ice video. And if I was still coaching my high school hockey team, I would use the video, because when you try to explain, like, hey, this is what a 1-3-1 should look like, or this is what, like, you could see it, and it was perfect. Like, it's exactly how Lavi had coached it up. Like, this is what the 1-3-1 should look like. This is, so, I mean, they have a really good coach. They have plenty of talent, especially talent with how it's spread out throughout the
right. I mean,
the four lines.
Lafreniere almost had a hat trick last night.
Yeah, he was good. That line's been great, period, for the entire season. You got good defensemen. I mean, Trouba, let's do a better job staying out of the box, and let's not get too crazy. Like, know who you are. Let's not get wild here trying to make backhand plays in the middle of the ice. But yeah, I mean, you still got to that caller's question. Wait till we see what this team looks like in Carolina.
Right.
It's the two home games. They took care of business. Yesterday could have went either way, and all of a sudden we're having a different conversation because Carolina
totally different.
Carolina did what they wanted to do, which was split.
Well, and that's your thought. You go into overtime. I mean, think of how different you feel. If Carolina steals that game, not even steals it, like, I thought they were the better team. They win that game last night. You're 1-1. Now you think how difficult it is to play in Carolina. You feel completely differently this morning.
Completely differently. How about, I mean, some of the saves that Igor made on the Rangers' power play.
Oh.
So, I mean, a couple of shorthanded chances he made.
Right.
Huge saves.
Right. And then Panarin takes the penalty. No, it was terrific, but it's the difference between winning and losing in these games is razor thin.
Same thing with the Knicks.
Yeah,
they lost
course.
That first game
of
to,
course.
To the Pacers.
I mean, you're tied. I mean, you trailed most of the fourth quarter. You're tied with under a minute to go. If they call it properly, and that's a kick ball or not a kick ball, then possession to Indiana, who knows what happens? Or they don't call it the illegal screen, who knows what happens?
Yeah, right. You lose. Now all of a sudden it's completely, now you're uphill battle, right?
Knicks lose game one. There's sheer panic about the series.
Well, because all the pressure in the world swings to the Knicks.
And then you find out Mitchell Robinson's going to be out?
As we spent the entire show talking about, you know, the lack of depth for the Knicks compared to what the Pacers have.
But I don't even know at this point what you're, but we'll get to it in the 7
there's no
o'clock
depth.
Hour.
Well,
what
you
are you
know
supposed
what,
to do?
There's Precious. So your bench now is going to be
McBride.
Precious, Deuce, and then you're going to have to activate. I mean, Sims, I guess, will be, if anyone gets in foul trouble.
I
and
guess.
Maybe Alec Burks. Maybe. But it doesn't seem like there's much.
I don't understand. Like, I would think that Sims is the kind of guy, maybe I just don't understand the nuances enough, that could give you like 10 minutes a game. Like, he's a big body. He's physical. He can rebound. He defend. Like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you might have to, right? I mean, if if Hartenstein gets in foul trouble or Precious gets into foul trouble, you're going to have to use him.
You're going to have someone. JoJo Nutley. Good morning, JoJo.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everything?
Great.
Hey, man, I've got to just to say, I mean, I was only 4 years old in 1994, so I wasn't really, I guess, like, into the run as like, this year. But, man, every night, I feel like I have to take a shower after these games. I'm, like, sweating from being so into every game, whether it's the Knicks, you know, coming back or down to the wire or the Rangers. It's like we can't get an easy win. I know the first round for the Rangers was, a little bit less stressful, but these games have just been crazy and awesome. It's literally been like the best week of my life. But I did want to ask one quick thing for you guys. I don't know if you guys experienced it like I did, but third period yesterday, 30 seconds left, a lot of shots going down, like, you know, very intense. And then the ESPN feed switched to the Dallas game.
Yeah. I mentioned it as we started the show. No, I almost ripped my hair right out of my head. I thought it was my son. I thought he changed the channel. I was yelling at my son.
Yes, me too. My son's not even 2 years old. I didn't know what to do. I felt like Shooter yelling at him.
It was
that was
awful.
With the Rangers on the power play too.
Right.
But yeah, let's go Knicks. Let's go Rangers. Thanks, guys. Keep the show. Good job.
Appreciate it. Do you want to keep the show? I would hope we would keep the show.
Yeah, we're going to keep the show. Do you understand what would have happened today if
they went back and they're like, and Carolina's taking a 4-3 lead?
If Carolina had scored a shorthanded goal and you're sitting there watching them kind of get you set for the Dallas-Colorado game, you would have had one of your TVs that's way too close together might have been broken.
I don't know about that, but I'll tell you, I would have been calling for someone's job.
You would have been.
I would have been calling for someone's job up in Bristol. I mean, that had to be one person that just had the wrong button pressed, right? RJ, you know this stuff better than me. Is that what that was? Like one person that was like, oh, I didn't realize that was pressed down?
I would think so. I don't. Because otherwise, I mean, because what? There was like 50, if I can remember right, there's like 50 seconds left, correct? Or something like that in the period.
The Rangers are on the power play, game tied at 3, and in the minute range left in the third period. Yes,
and they went to. I wonder if somebody just put it. As crazy as it may sound, I would have to talk to somebody. Put it on like in the wrong place.
No, I think probably someone not paying attention. It was time to cut over to.
I need to see what this looks like. I'm going to see if I find a video.
Right.
Well, no, it's a shot. It's a shot of.
It was the scene setter.
Right. It was the scene setter. That must have had a time. Okay, this is when we're going to set it. We're going to send it over.
Maybe it was set like an alarm. Like, okay, at 9:31, we're going to go to Dallas, and they never turned it off. Maybe.
Maybe. That's
possible,
tough one.
But I feel
Ray,
like
I'm not kidding. It was awful. Now you're lucky you didn't have to experience it because you're at the game, but it was awful.
And here's the thing, though, too. Before that period even ended on the Rangers power play, Igor made huge saves. He made a big save on Jarvis on the 2-on-1, and then he had a save on Aho, and then there was two saves at the end on Aho and then Chatfield.
Well, that's what we saw. God knows what happened when we weren't watching.
If Carolina had scored a shorthanded goal and Rangers fans didn't get a chance to see it, ugh.
Or even the flip side. If the Rangers had scored a goal, they come back and the Garden's going ballistic.
Well,
29 seconds left.
Right. You'd be upset, but at least you won.
Yeah, but you'd still be upset that it got ripped away from you. Someone probably is getting a stern talking to today, I would guess.
Yeah, that's not a gay. Hockey fans are not happy with that.
I just watched it. Yeah. Oh, boy. Somebody messed up bad.
Mid-play, it switches over.
Like it's a hard switch, too. It's not. Yeah, somebody brought up the wrong. And it's not just bringing up the wrong feed. It's switching the feed entirely. Usually, when something like that happens, you'll just change the picture. This changed everything. You're hearing the scenes being set by the team out there in Dallas.
And I remember seeing like green all over.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of green. Just, Mike Monaco, AJ Molesko. Yeah, this is not ideal. What happened here?
Terrible.
Hockey fans were not pleased.
No, well, nor should you be. Joseph and Queen, side Joe. You're on 98.7.
Hey guys, how you doing? Good morning.
Great. Let's go Rangers.
Yeah. So I just have a quick funny story and on the Rangers on the Knicks. So yesterday I had hernia surgery.
Oh, no.
And I wake up this morning way too early because I'm in pain, obviously. And I'm just remembering, like, you guys literally got me through yesterday. I got into the hospital at, like,
9 a.m. Did not have surgery until like 1 because there was delays, this and that. And I was just listening to your podcast. Fantastic every day and just continuous. I just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm glad we could keep you company as you were readying for hernia surgery. So
yeah. And then I just wanted to go to the Rangers because what happened yesterday was absolutely atrocious. I mean, I was sitting there 50 seconds left and I'm like, wait, what? And like, all my friends, I was like, did everyone's feet just cut out? And it was, I mean, someone's getting fired. That was bad. Also, I don't know if you noticed, another fluff up was on the Carolina power play. There was a shot from the point.
Yeah, they had the Hurricanes winning on the boards.
Yes. Oh my God. I'm telling you, what is going on? ESPN, brutal.
Well, I didn't notice this.
You didn't notice that?
No, it said Canes win on
the They took a shot on Igor, like we threw a screen in front, and then you saw on the dasher behind, Hurricanes win. As if they score the game winner.
That must have been the same person that switched the feed.
There's a saboteur.
There's a saboteur up in Bristol. Thanks for the call, Joe. That's awful. Steve in Wayne. Hi, Steve. You're next up, my friend.
Morning, guys. Oh, man. I got to say, it feels good to be a New York fan. It really does. Anything in the Garden right now, I mean, it's like you're on cloud nine.
And, Steve, when was the last time you felt like that?
This team is different. This team has, like, that it factor. There's so much grit. You know, they're down in the game. You know, it never feels like they're out of the game. So it feels good. Obviously, when they played, you know, the Kings in the Cup, I mean, that was a good feeling. You know, you thought they were going to do it, but, you know, go figure. Quick was the nemesis at the time, and the Kings were just dynamite, you know, about a decade ago now. But this team's got that it factor. But, you know, I wanted to bring up 2 points, and I know, Rick, you kind of mentioned it. These referees, this league is like changed. I don't, you know, even the late power play or the late penalty that the Canes took last night. I thought that was kind of ticky tack. I'm going to be honest. That cross check was a little bit soft.
Yeah, I was at the. You know why? Yeah, you know why they called that though? It was on his
pants. That's the one on Trocheck.
Yeah, open ice and.
It was on Brady Shea. Okay, here's what happens though. If you don't call that and he makes that play, and because of the turnover at the Canes blue line, it goes back down. And the Canes score that way,
right?
You just have to call fire then, right?
You really can't allow it. Thanks for the call, Steve.
Because usually a cross check like that to the pants is something that you wouldn't necessarily call, but it's blatant. He goes down and it's at the offensive blue line,
right? And there was no acting; like he was legitimately hit illegally.
Yeah, he pushed him off balance. I mean, you do that in the corner all the time, but you usually have the benefit of having the guy up against the boards. When you're trying to push down on his pants like that to push him off balance, but
now I don't know how you feel about this. I actually like that they call penalties in overtime.
Well, you're gonna have to call it. What the NHL wants to do with all these rule changes is they want to promote more offense. I mean, they're still looking for rules to have. I still think you should kill the entire 2 minutes, even if you score,
right?
Just to have more scoring opportunities.
Or you know, you could do also if you score on a delayed penalty, you could still get the power play,
right? All these different things. But if you're a Rangers fan, I mean. The way your power play is going and the way your penalty kill is going, it's a huge advantage for you right now. Right? I mean, I think that's part of why the Rangers have this level of confidence. When you have a goalie playing the way he's playing, you go into a game feeling like the team we're playing against is going to have a hard time beating us because we're not going to, I mean, they're going to have to try to figure him out. And then on top of that, if we get down, right, and we have enough skill where, you know, teams are going to have to take penalties against us, our power play is going to come through when we need it to come through.
Yeah, and it has all year long. And I know that their power play is quote, better, but it's not better.
No, regular season was better. It's not now.
No. Major international soccer is coming to New York this summer. FC Series and Soccer Champions Tour presents Man City, that's Manchester City, and AC Milan at Yankee Stadium on July the 27th. Enter for your chance to score tickets at ESPNNewYork.com. Or on the ESPN New York app, scroll down to contest and submit your entry. 2 grand prize winners will also receive a Man City or AC Milan jersey. Don't miss out. Get your tickets now at fcseries.com. We take a break. We come back. More Rangers into the Knicks. Stump Rothenberg. We have someone that doubted us tremendously, Rick. We will have him or her on the phone with us later in the show as well.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
I have confirmation on that. By the way, can I say one other thing?
Yep.
Highly disappointed in Anita.
There were a lot of people.
But Anita, I mean, no one has ever talked more trash about anything ever than Anita with this match. And to now go silent, it's a bad look for her.
There were people at the at my son's baseball game last night talking about it.
Really?
Yeah, they watched it, and they're like, can't believe Anita didn't call into the show yesterday. I was like, yeah.
Call into the show? I didn't get anything from Anita.
I was like, we left her message, so we got nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
It's all right. Hey, listen, that's all right.
Yeah, it's not great. Is that a great look for her?
Yeah, well, that's fine. I mean, if that's what she wants to do, we did everything we were asked to do.
Right. What more could we have done? Did you get your case of wine?
No. Mm-hmm. I'm not expecting a case of wine.
No, you have to get the case of wine.
Why?
You have to.
We can't get a phone call back. I'm going to get a case of wine.
I'm going to be very aggressive for you to get paid off on that bet. Absolutely. We didn't go to her like, Anita, we got to get some action on this. She's like, how about some action?
She wanted action from you. She wanted action all over the place.
All over the place. She would have taken dual action.
Double action.
Yeah.
Well, right? maybe she just needs a couple days to get over it.
Well, it's been a couple days.
Well, maybe today's different.
All right. Well, today we're going to get at least, I believe, a full apology from someone that doubted us. 1-800-919-3776. DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. And now a word from TruGreen. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? TruGreen has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit TruGreen.com today and discover the easiest, most affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn completely guaranteed. Plus, enjoy TruGreen's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TruGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TruGreen.com, your dream lawn. Well, it's just around the corner.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.